In the 1980s, a handful of researchers noticed a strange trend. Less sunlight was reaching the Earth's surface than 50 years earlier. The scientific establishment dismissed the notion as ridiculous. But researcher Michael Roderick of Australia National University says today global dimming is becoming accepted. He says much of the Northern Hemisphere is 10 to 20% darker than it used to be.
Something in the atmosphere that's blocking the sunlight getting through, and that something is either more clouds or more aerosols. So basically pollution.
Roderick says the dimming is worst in big cities, but rural areas and even Antarctica are also getting less sun. Scientists don't know what global dimming means for people, plants, and animals. Roderick and geophysicists from around the world are meeting this week in Montreal to take a first stab at that question. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm David Summerstein.